Avery Grams stands at the precipice of inheriting billions with just weeks until her 18th birthday. Life at Hawthorne House has settled into a strange new normal. Charity galas, prep school exams, and secret passage competitions with Jameson Hawthorne. 6 months earlier, the four Hawthorne brothers had symbolically accepted her as one of them, despite her being the mysterious outsider who inherited their grandfather's fortune. While uncomfortable with her newfound wealth, Avery anonymously donates to people in need and hones her skills at the estate's shooting range. When Nash reminds her of their rule about fighting dirty, her response reveals how much she's changed. There's no such thing as fighting dirty if you win. This transformation from ordinary teenager to calculating heiress reflects the high-stakes world she now inhabits, one where every move could be her last in this labyrinthine tale of wealth, betrayal, and deadly puzzles. Avery's 18th birthday arrives with extravagant surprises orchestrated by Jameson, a hot air balloon ride, helicopter trip, and a transformed topiary garden complete with string quartet and Ferris wheel. This introvert's ball includes only her closest companions, including her sister Max and the recently returned Grayson. The celebration's aftermath brings an unexpected visitor to the gates, a woman named Eve, who bears an uncanny resemblance to the deceased Emily Laughlin, with identical strawberry blonde hair, emerald eyes, and freckles. With blood crusted on her temple, Eve delivers devastating news. They took him. Toby Hawthorne, the supposedly dead son of Tobias, has been kidnapped. The family resemblance exists because Emily's mother was also Toby's biological mother, making them half-siblings. When Grayson sees Eve, the spitting image of his deceased love, the shock on his face is palpable. "She's Toby's daughter," he insists, "and that makes her one of us." This unexpected arrival doesn't just complicate the inheritance, it reopens old wounds and introduces new dangers to Hawthorne House. The next morning, Security Chief Oren delivers a plain white envelope to Avery containing the golden disc Toby had taken from her, along with a coded message. Jameson identifies it as one of Tobias Hawthorne's techniques and decodes three words: avenge, revenge, vengeance, signed Avenger. The disc's return without ransom suggests something more calculated than kidnapping. In the library, Avery gathers everyone to examine the evidence, connecting the message to the Hawthorne Island fire that supposedly claimed Toby's life but actually killed three others. After ruling out two victim families as suspects, they focus on the third, David Golding's surviving relatives. Xander points out that crafting such a code would require intimate knowledge of Tobias Hawthorne's puzzle games, leading them to an unexpected suspect, Skye Hawthorne, mother to Jameson and Grayson, whose reaction upon seeing the golden disc reveals she recognizes its significance. The situation intensifies when a photograph arrives showing a beaten Toby holding a newspaper with certain letters methodically blacked out. When arranged properly, these letters reveal an ominous message: "I always win in the end." This isn't just a kidnapping. It's a calculated move in an elaborate game where someone is playing against Avery, orchestrating events like a grandmaster several moves ahead. Jameson provides a crucial insight. "We were wrong. The person we're dealing with, they're not playing a Hawthorne game." Unlike Tobias Hawthorne's sequential puzzles, these messages aren't connected that way. They're multiple clues to a single answer, an incomplete riddle delivered piece by piece. The next morning, Elisa arrives with a leather satchel from Tobias Hawthorne's law firm to be delivered specifically if Avery ever met Evelyn Shane. Inside are four seemingly random items that, after careful examination, reveal chess notations, PQ4 and PQB4, the opening moves of the Queen's Gambit, where White sacrifices a pawn to control the board. This discovery leads Avery to a royal chess set in the Hawthorne Vault, where the Black Queen contains a hidden message in Tobias Hawthorne's handwriting: "Don't breathe." A mysterious package delivered to Avery contains a cell phone with a countdown timer and NIV on the calendar. The only contact, Luke, warns she must solve the puzzle before time runs out. With Max's help, Avery determines NIV refers to the Bible's New International Version, specifically Luke 15, 11-32, the prodigal son parable. This insight triggers a revelation. What if Tobias Hawthorne was one of the sons in the parable, not the father? After confirming Tobias had no siblings, they search his list of people he'd wronged, discovering U.S. Patent 3631982 from 1972, jointly held by Tobias and Vincent Blake. Shortly after, Tobias filed a second, improved patent, this one solely in his name and actually functional. Their kidnapper must be Vincent Blake, seeking revenge for Tobias's decades-old betrayal. Nan reveals Blake was powerful and mentored Tobias, but ultimately dangerous. With Tobias gone, Avery is now playing the piano, and Blake will break every one of those fingers if she lets him. The crisis peaks when Eve disappears, leaving a note about confronting Blake. Avery learns that Vincent Blake believes his son, Will, is buried on the Hawthorne estate. In the chapel, she finds a hidden compartment with a burial shroud and an angry carved message, "I know what you did, Father." She also discovers a USB drive containing potential evidence. Eve returns with a gun pointed at Avery, but Grayson's arrival reveals that a second decoder drive is needed to access the USB. When connected, the drives reveal Tobias Hawthorne's message, explaining that he made Avery his heir to divert Vincent Blake's attention from his grandsons. Tobias admits to making her a target, calling her a skeleton key and decoy. After finding Will Blake's remains and learning Grayson exchanged himself for Eve's freedom, Avery confronts Blake at his ranch. She proposes a chess challenge that becomes a three-way tournament with high stakes. If she loses both matches, she'll owe Blake a favor. If she wins at least one, Blake will free Grayson and protect her people. In the final confrontation, Avery deliberately loses to Eve, but defeats Toby, setting up her match with Blake himself. She wagers the entire Hawthorne fortune against Blake, burying certain secrets and extending his armistice with the Hawthorne family to include her. Playing the queen's gambit, Avery captures Blake's queen and traps him, revealing she had hustled him by deliberately playing below her ability against Eve. 1 year later, Avery uses the inheritance for good through her Hannah the Same Backward as Forward Foundation, which has a 5-year deadline to distribute all funds. She's kept $2 billion, enough to spend $100 million yearly while still having more when she dies. The Hawthorne brothers have found their paths, and Avery hosts an annual contest called The Grandest Game with substantial prize money. In this masterful conclusion, the true inheritance was never just about money. It was about finding family, purpose, and playing the game on your own terms. As Avery reveals a golden card announcing, "The game starts right now," we're reminded that in life, as in chess, the most powerful moves often require sacrificing something valuable to gain something priceless.